Shun Naman with the television licence fee.
Check out irstoprotect.ie for more information.
Hello, I'm Luke Delaney. Over the past few years, disposable vapes have been a regular sight. Whether you're walking through Dublin city centre or a countryside town, you're bound to see people smoking some. Now, the threat goes beyond the possible health implications. The streets of Dublin are now covered in used disposable vapes, and the sight of colourful devices can be seen scattered along the paths in the capital. Due to the way they're made, disposable vapes are almost impossible to recycle. They waste valuable resources that could also be used for the transition to green energy. These people think there's big problems with the discarding of disposable vapes.
Yeah, everywhere you look, they're on the ground, the pavements. It's a trend with the kids. They should be banned.
People don't put them in bins when they're done with them. And like, especially because I feel like it's younger kids using them, they just throw them when they're done.
Yeah, 100%. I think they're worse than smokes, to be honest. So yeah, I've seen kids picking them up and trying to use the dirty ones off the floor.
Stephen Byrne is a project manager with Voice Ireland. They have launched a campaign to try and ban the use of disposable vapes across the country. He told us about the work they're doing to help against the latest scourge in Irish society.
Stephen, could you tell our listeners just a little bit about what Voice Ireland are currently doing in regards to the disposable vapes?
Yeah, so Voice Ireland, for anyone who doesn't know, we're one of the NGO experts in Ireland for the environment, and we specialise in waste reduction and the circular economy. So the disposable vape campaign was born out of looking at the amount of waste that the tobacco industry has caused globally and both in Ireland, with traditional cigarettes as well. We looked at cigarette butt waste, but then we decided to specialise or to focus on the disposable vapes just because they're something that's become so popular in recent years, and perhaps there was an opportunity to capitalise on the fact that they're so new and create regulations that aren't yet existing around their waste and around their use.
And what are some of the dangers that it is causing to the environment and to climate change in general?
Yeah, so I think the first step of that is it's very common you see them on the streets. Even just anecdotally, if you walk around the streets of Ireland, it's very common you're going to see disposable vapes. They're very recognisable. They almost look like highlighter pens, very brightly coloured, and they're everywhere. As I said, this is at the moment anecdotal evidence, but thankfully this year they will be officially counted in the litter quantification survey. So it'll be great to see some actual statistics about how prevalent disposable vapes are on our streets, which will help further lead to better regulation. I suppose on the second front then is that they contain valuable materials. So your average disposable vape will contain both copper and a lithium ion battery. These materials are what's really needed for the green economy. Stuff like electric vehicles rely on these materials, and the fact that we're putting them into disposable vapes that are discarded after 600 puffs really is just a waste of these valuable materials. Also, our research has shown that in the UK, millions and millions of vapes are sold every week, but only about less than 1,000 can actually be recycled because they're such a complex product and so intricate that they have to be recycled by hand. And so in theory, yes, they could be recycled. All the electronics could be used again, but in practice, perhaps not. So that's why we're pushing for the outright ban, which is currently under public consultation with Minister Oisín Smith, Minister for the Circular Economy. He has expressed a very high interest in banning these products.
How difficult do you think it is going to be to get these banned? We obviously know almost every corner shop in the country is selling them at this stage.
Certainly it's not going to be simple, but I think already the public support has been there. We're running a petition online on uplift.ie, and so far we have nearly 3,000 signatures, which is a huge amount for us. As well, as I said, this is under public consultation, so if anyone out there listening is interested in getting these banned, I would encourage you to sign the public consultation, because although it's difficult, I think with enough public support and enough awareness that it could be. And because these products are so new, now is the time to act. Before actual regulation comes in, now is the time to act.
And you mentioned at the start of our chat there about your more normal tobacco products, your cigarette butts, and the damage that they cause the environment. Do you think if we let this vape problem go on any further, that it could be just as bad with the amount of litter that they're causing and the amount of pollution that it is giving into the atmosphere?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's an unfortunate sort of carryover from people's habits of cigarettes, that it's very common that people just flick their butt on the ground, which is as well as not a biodegradable material, is a terrible source of litter. But it's obviously much worse than when that habit carries over to an electronic product that is much bigger and contains much more harmful materials, that the chemicals that are involved in the electronics include mercury, and if those get into our soil, into our water systems, they can have huge damaging effects to both biodiversity and human health.
The work being done by Voice Ireland will help the country and city in times to come. But without buy-in from the wider public, the benefits won't be visible.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Le Mans with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.